local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Happy Tuesday. Probably your first day back to work. Not for us. We were here yesterday for you. Roads faring a little bit better, I think, as we enter hour number three. We'll find out with Austin coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Forecast looks great this week. A bit warmer moving forward. Alan's got the details here in just a matter of moments. Starting off, as we always do, with today's top three stories, the Biden administration is expected to announce a major package of sanctions against Russia soon.
What I came to tell you was, I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
Now we'll see what that entails. The move in response to the death of Alexei Navalny. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby saying that the sanctions are aimed at holding Russia accountable for his death and for actions over the course of the war in Ukraine. The U.S. vetoing a resolution at the U.N. calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, but they're pushing for a temporary ceasefire that includes the release of hostages held by Hamas.
They're going to continue to hold hostages. They're going to continue to launch attacks against Israel. They may not do it for a week or so, but they have not forsworn their aims to destroy the state of Israel.
And that State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, who says an unconditional pause in fighting that doesn't include the release of hostages only benefits Hamas. And today, police in Kansas City announcing more charges in the Super Bowl parade shootings. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker says two men, Dominic Miller and Lindell Mays, are now charged with second-degree murder, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Both men had been hospitalized since the shootings. One person died and 22 people were hurt. In addition, two teens face gun-related charges as well. Those are today's top three stories. Now for a check of our roadways. Austin, what's going on?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's some, I just fell apart at the end there. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. There we go. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Joe, you were right for the most part. A lot of the stuff that we were dealing with on the roads tonight have seemingly died down. We do, however, have a traffic accident report from earlier. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach, it appears like it was causing some pretty severe backups in that area. And there are still some that reach on for a while, but they are pretty minor at this time. So hopefully they should die down soon.
Clear skies overnight with lows in the 40s. Another beautiful day Wednesday with sunny skies and highs mainly in the upper 60s. A little later on in the week, we'll see temperatures getting up to around 70 or even in the low 70s. Slight chance for rain Thursday night into Friday morning. The weekend weather will be dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 58 degrees right now. Actually, no, down to 54. Low 45 tonight. Our top local story, the big development in the city of Pensacola is the effort to make the city the new home of the American Magic Sailing Club. Here's Mayor D.C. Reeves.
We're very, very excited to be in a position that we will be bringing to council this week a 10-year lease with American Magic with a 10-year option to make the port their headquarters.
And Reeves says the 10-year lease would see American Magic paying $291,200 per year.
As part of the rent that they pay and the rate that they pay is predicated that if they win the America's Cup, they would have at least a preliminary regatta here, an America's Cup preliminary regatta hosted in Pensacola, if not the entire thing.
The proposal stipulates the city have the headquarters finished by December of 2025, although Reeves says that's strictly a buffer, and the plan is to have it finished by this December. Mayor Reeves also touching a little bit on the Malcolm Young situation, not saying too much, though, after a request for a restraining order was filed late last week to stop the demolition of the gym for 60 days.
We've engaged counsel to handle that situation. It's not prudent for us to, I'm not going to discuss merits of that, nor am I qualified to do so. We've hired folks to do that for us.
Yeah, in addition to new city attorney Adam Cobb, they've also retained the services of Jack Zesch from Beggs and Lane. Last week, if you recall, a pro se motion was filed to halt the demolition for 60 days, allowing residents to try to get enough signatures during that time to put a referendum on the ballot. A Pensacola man is now in jail on accusations he sexually assaulted a young child. 62-year-old Paul Brown is charged with sexual assault and molestation on a victim under 12 years old. He was arrested today after the alleged victim told deputies earlier this month that he had sexually assaulted her several times. Brown is now being held without bond in the Escambia County Jail. Yesterday, we learned Escambia County deputies had captured a homicide suspect wanted in Stone County, Mississippi.
I'm not sure why you think you're safe in Escambia County. That never works out well for you. I think we talked about that. Some of the people that flee and they end up in Pensacola or Escambia County and they always go to jail.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says the man on the run from Mississippi is 43-year-old James Tickner. He was taken into custody at a home in the Perdido area after he was being searched for several days. 6:18, we'll take a break there, getting a look at our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we spent a lot of time talking about the decision by the Pensacola City Council to demolish the Malcolm Young Gym and the pushback from some residents, including a few who have filed a temporary restraining order and are seeking to overturn that decision by petition. That's Teresa Hill and Fred Gunther. We talk with them. Also talk with Sheriff Chip Simmons about a couple of incidents they've had recently and his opinion about the 14-foot keep your distance proposal. And how many deer get hit by Sheriff's Office Tahoes? All on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy Gulf Coast joins the show and talks about Lazy Boy's upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile. How to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine. Text or call in your questions from the Pensacola Expert Panel at 850-437-1620, weekdays from 9 to 11 on News Radio 92.3.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland. And I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hover around his tomb.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. The only spot that we reported on in our last update was if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from the Windhaven Beach area. We had an accident report there that was still causing some issues. That appears to still be the case now, though the congestion has died down severely. So if you are anywhere near that area or traveling that way, you should hopefully not be held up for too much longer.
All right, very good. Thank you. Taking a look at our weather forecast, chilly. Yeah, 45 for a low tonight, but we're going to get a warm-up tomorrow and pretty much through the rest of the week with plenty of sunshine, so it's going to be a nice stretch here. High of 70 tomorrow, 54 overnight Wednesday, again sunny and 70 on Thursday, 60 degrees for a low on Thursday, and that's the only rain chance we have is overnight Thursday. Friday, Saturday, sunshine and highs right around 70 degrees once again. 6:25 now, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A Hillsborough County teacher is accused of punching an autistic student. Preche Rodriguez was arrested yesterday for child abuse. The 39-year-old did teach at Eisenhower Exceptional Center, but the district says he was fired after the incident. The sheriff's office says Rodriguez hit the 9-year-old boy in the face after the child struck him with his hand.
And the Florida Senate is expected to take up a social media ban for kids tomorrow. The measure would prohibit anyone under the age of 16 from creating an account and require platforms to delete existing profiles run by minors. It was revamped by lawmakers last week to specify which platforms are being targeted. Governor Ron DeSantis has not publicly supported the legislation yet, saying that it's to be determined whether he will sign it, assuming it passes.
A bill that would make it illegal to continuously drive in the left lane is nearing final approval now. The House passed the measure last week, and it's up for a final vote in the Senate this week. The legislation would ban drivers from cruising in the left lane on highways with two or more lanes with a 65-mile-per-hour or higher speed limit. Violators would face a fine of about $160.
And Florida tourism was down slightly last year. New numbers from Visit Florida show that the Sunshine State welcomed 135 million visitors in 2023. That's down from more than the 137 million the previous year, but a 3% increase from 2019 levels. The state also saw an 18% increase in overseas visitors, and Canadian visits jumped by more than 45%.
Finally, a number of Republicans still want to see Ron DeSantis in Washington, D.C., apparently.
IssuesInsights.com released a poll of who GOP voters want Donald Trump to choose as his running mate. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis led with 16%. Vivek Ramaswamy came in second at 14%. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds got 1%. However, 20% said not sure. I'm Rick Hochul.
It's interesting to think about. If you would have asked me a couple months ago, I'd said no way. I think it's a little bit more likely. I still maintain that Trump will pick a female running mate, but you know, I guess who knows? He says he's talking to everybody, so
yeah,
maybe he already knows who that individual is.
He may.
Looking at national headlines, the suspect in the shooting at a Colorado university is heading to court today. Police arrested Nicholas Jordan yesterday, 3 miles from the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs campus. He is a student there and accused of opening fire inside a dorm, killing two people, and police say everybody involved knew each other and this was not a random attack.
And a Los Angeles woman is being detained in Russia over treason allegations. Russian authorities allege that the 33-year-old dual national raised funds in support of Ukraine. A statement also said the unidentified woman, quote, repeatedly took part in public actions in support of the Kyiv regime in the United States. The punishment for treason in Russia is up to 20 years in prison. The State Department and the U.S. Embassy in Moscow have not commented on the situation.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she's not dropping out of the race for president.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
You know, it's an interesting strategy of in your going into the primary for your home state, trying to get the nod for president. And you know, I think some candidates might take the approach that that says, hey, you know, you vote for me and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And, you know, we're going to fight together and we're going to go to the White. She's like, I will not drop out.
Yeah,
I will be here. And
no matter how bad I get decimated.
That's right.
I'm going to stick
around. I will be here on Sunday. Not sure about Monday or Tuesday, but Sunday, because I'm going to probably take a nap and not do anything.
The Alabama Supreme Court is ruling frozen embryos are children. The decision reverses a dismissal over wrongful death claims in Mobile. The case stems back in 2022 when several couples filed a lawsuit after frozen embryos were dropped on the floor by a patient at a hospital. The couples are still seeking punitive damages.
Also, police in Chicago arrested four migrants for allegedly robbing and strangling a man to unconsciousness on a train. Since October, the Windy City has spent nearly $140 million to deal with the immigration influx, and some residents are getting pretty upset.
You cannot take food out of our mouth and put it in somebody else's mouth that do not pay taxes.
But it's okay when it's Texas. The sanctuary city is dealing with an influx of over 35,000 migrants since the crisis began, and Democratic Mayor Brandon Johnson is facing political pressure to address the problem. 6:30 now, we'll get a recap of today's top three stories. If you haven't caught them yet, we'll get you caught up on what's happening in sports today, including big news from the college football playoff as we know what to expect with the 12-team playoff coming into play next year.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. The search for 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham, who went missing last week near Houston, has ended.
I sadly announced that Audrey's body was located at the Trinity River on the U.S. Highway 59.
Polk County Sheriff Brian Lyons says that was one of the locations mentioned by a person of interest in the case, and now 42-year-old Don McDougall is facing a capital murder charge. Police say he'd been living on the family's property and was seen walking Audrey to her school bus stop. President Biden looking to draw support during a visit to California.
The president will attend fundraisers both in Los Angeles and San Francisco. The Biden-Harris campaign released its latest fundraising data showing it raised $42 million last month alone. We also heard from the campaign. They say while the team continues to build on its fundraising machine, Republicans are divided.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Sports-centric streaming service Fubo TV has reportedly sued the media companies behind a new sports streaming platform slated to launch this fall, alleging they wouldn't let Fubo carry a small bundle of sports-focused channels that they are now looking to include in the new service. That's what's being reported by the Wall Street Journal, which says the lawsuit was filed today in a New York U.S. District Court, a suit that seeks to block the joint venture among those companies. A big-screen biopic about the Beatles is in the works. Actually, not just one film, but a Fab Four of movies, if you will, that will give each band member their own spotlight. Sony Pictures made that announcement, noting that acclaimed director Sam Mendes will helm all four films, likely out in the year 2027. Led by technology issues, U.S. stocks fell today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 64 points. The S&P 500 eased 30, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite shed 145. That's Your Money Now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Wide receiver Mike Evans will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day. He has a Super Bowl ring and has put up at least 1,000 yards in every one of his 10 NFL seasons. Evans is looking for one more big payday, and I'm skeptical that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will give him what he deserves. The 30-year-old wide receiver still has some good years left, and the Houston Texans should sign him this offseason to pair him up with C.J. Stroud. I'm Zach Gelb.
For John's 60th birthday, his family planned to drive down Old Route 66. But the trip took a detour when his wife got sick with RSV. It's a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems and hospitalizations.
This year, we don't want to cancel our plans. We're protecting ourselves with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine.
Abrysvo, a vaccine to prevent lower respiratory disease from RSV in people 60 years and older. It's not for everyone and may not protect all who receive it. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had an allergic reaction to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may decrease your response. Most common side effects are tiredness, headache, injection site pain, and muscle pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com.
So don't wait. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, because every breath matters.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on this hour. Typically at this time, we do see a lot of the traffic die down. The only thing that was really giving us some issues is an accident report we had on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. But it seems that just about all the backups in that area have subsided. So if there's anything you're dealing with, it should not hold you up for too long.
Clear skies overnight with lows in the 40s. Another beautiful day Wednesday with sunny skies and highs mainly in the upper 60s. A little later on in the week, we'll see temperatures getting up to around 70 or even in the low 70s. Slight chance for rain Thursday night into Friday morning. The weekend weather will be dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Sitting at 53 degrees right now, getting down to around 45 when it's all said and done overnight. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world right now. Austin, what's going on?
Well, we've got several headlines coming out of football, whether it be collegiate or pro. We'll start with college. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers is approving a model for the new 12-team playoff. The new model guarantees that the five highest-ranked conference champions will be included in the expanded playoff this fall. The next seven highest-ranked teams will fill out the rest of the bracket. The vote had to be unanimous for the new format to be approved. Now, Joe, I was texting you between, you know, times on air earlier.
Right.
Let me see if I got this right. So, the four highest-ranked Power Four conference champs, they are guaranteed a spot in the top four.
Well, you also have to include the Power Five, like the group of six conference, because there's five conferences, right?
Yeah.
You've got the but of those five conferences, whichever four rank highest, the champions of those, whichever four conference champions of the five conferences, it can be any what's the word I'm looking for? Any combination, right? You can have the ACC, SEC, Big 12, and Big 10, which will probably be most years. But let's say there's a group of five school that wins the championship that is ranked higher than a Big 10 school, right? So the four, whatever four of the five conference champions, the highest ranking four teams will get the top four seeds.
Okay.
And the fifth champion is also guaranteed a spot.
Just not in the top four.
But it just wouldn't be necessarily number five. Because if Notre Dame finishes undefeated and they finish the poll number one, well, they're not in a conference, so they can't get one of the top four seeds, but they would go number five and then whoever else from there.
Yeah, so so that fifth conference champ in question here is guaranteed a spot in the playoff, just not necessarily
in the top four.
Yep. Yeah, okay. I know Notre Dame was whining about, oh, we got the short end of the stick. It's like, well, then join a conference. If you got a problem with it, join a league. But yeah, okay. So honestly, it was confusing for me. You can ask Joe. It took about four tries of him walking me through it for me to be like, I think I understand. So it sounds like it's good. It's more football for me. I don't really care. If you're anything like me, you're like, okay, let's make it happen. NFL headlines here. NFL teams have some tough decisions to make today as the franchise tag window is officially open. Teams are allowed to tag one player scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent, which would allow them to play under a one-year contract next season.
Yeah, and just a couple of the big names that it doesn't sound like, or at least there's debate on whether they will get franchise tagged. Saquon Barkley, it's not looking like he's going to be tagged, so he'll be an unrestricted free agent. I would highly doubt that the Giants are going to pay him what he wants. Chris Jones, the defensive tackle for the Chiefs. Yep. There are a lot of people who think that the Chiefs will instead use the money that they would pay him to go after a true number one receiver for Mahomes.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's interesting for me as a Bears fan because the Bears figure to have a decent amount of cap space. So, you know, keeping track on, you know, your favorite team, if you got a lot of money to spend, want to go after a top free agent. So, yeah, so there's a couple big names there. Now that the football season is over, this past weekend was pretty brutal for me. But, you know, I am getting into the off-season spirit.
Are you talking about the draft?
No, I'm talking about this CBS college basketball March Madness theme.
Well, because that's the thing. I was like, are you trying to do like the draft sound, like when it says the pick is in? Like,
No, not that one.
Well, because that's the thing. I'm like, we were talking about NFL. How did we get to college basketball?
Well, I was saying that my focus is now fully on, in addition to Bears offseason stuff, because it is the summer of the Bear. But college basketball, you know, we're getting into the crunch time of college basketball regular season. We're going to have in a couple of weeks from now, conference tournaments and a lot of ranked matchups here. We've got a few starting a little less than an hour. The top team in the country, UConn, taking on Creighton. They're ranked 15th, so that's the best game of the night. Also on ESPN at 8 o'clock, you've got Baylor, number 11, taking on 25th ranked BYU. SEC matchup probably about midway through the first quarter. You got Arkansas, Texas A&M on ESPN right now, and then on SEC Network, Tennessee, who's fifth ranked, taking on Missouri. But I assume you fill out a bracket every year, and
I have done.
Looking forward to this year's tournament. I already have the just so you're aware, because I haven't told you yet, but I have already put the paid time off request in for Thursday, Friday of March Madness. So
really, well, yes. Thank you for that.
Yes, you're welcome.
Well, the thing is, I was about to say that was a great segue when you brought up CBS, like college basketball. That was a great segue into our slate tonight here. Yes, for those of you wondering, Arkansas is beating Texas A&M. 5.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Arkansas is up 27-21. Now it's 27-23. But yeah, Creighton, honestly, I will say this is real quick before we get into the traffic and weather update. Number 15, Creighton. If I just hope that I live long enough to see Creighton's men's basketball win a title. They have made March Madness all the time. Why are you shaking your head? No, they have made March Madness all the time.
Because I
and
got,
they never win.
I got burned by them because the year that they had Dougie McBuckets, and they were like a top four or five seed. I don't remember, but he was like the Larry Bird of the modern era of college basketball because he was just lighting it up.
Against your Buckeyes?
He played for Creighton. His dad, Doug McDermott, was he may still be the coach of Creighton. But yeah, Doug McDermott, he was a standout. He may have won National Player of the Year that year. But yeah, like Creighton was on this torrid pace that year, and they got a top seed. And I was like, oh yeah, like Final Four team, they have Dougie McBuckets there. And, you know, they flamed out after maybe a game or two.
Exactly.
So, Creighton's not a serious threat. I can't advance them. Same with Gonzaga, you know.
Gonzaga.
But I don't think Gonzaga's making the tournament this year because
Gonzaga's down. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, they've gotten to the point where they've made it, and then they've lost. I mean, Mark Few, he's got to be sick on an annual basis at this point. 6:45, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not really much going on. If you're dealing with some issues, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right, looking at the weather forecast, we're at 53 degrees right now, 45 the low. Sunshine Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. High is right around 70 degrees. And we'll see a bit warmer temps overnight as well. 54 tomorrow night, 60 on Thursday. Health, business, and science notes today. Students and parents are still have a tough go with the FAFSA form. That's the free application for student aid. Here's Natalie Rodriguez.
Jack Wallace is director of governmental relations at Y Verify.
As of last week, only 5 million out of 18 million people expected to file for the FAFSA have filed, which is not a good thing. And what's more disturbing is only about 50% of the high school class of 2024 has filed for that.
He says while the government made the application process for FAFSA simpler, they actually delayed it, causing problems. Usually the process begins in October. October, getting the data to schools in January, but they opened the process after New Year's. Now schools won't get data until March. This applies to receiving financial aid to help pay for college between July 1st of this year and June 30th of next. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
You have fun with that when your daughter gets old enough. Yeah, my parents hated it.
She will be getting full ride scholarships because of her off the charts cognitive skills, so I'm not worried about that.
That's what all parents say. NASA is looking for volunteers to spend a year in a simulated Mars habitat. The plan is for four people to live inside a 1,700 square foot simulation at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. Those who end up inside will have to work to keep things running, grow crops, and work with robotics. The mission is set for spring 2025, and applications are due by April 2nd. To qualify, you must be a U.S. citizen or permanent resident between the ages of 30 and 55, so I'm already out of the pool.
Yes.
And you have to have at least a master's degree in engineering, math, or biology. That sounds terrible. Pilots with more than 1,000 hours could also qualify.
Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. Come together. So, Beatlemania is set to hit theaters in a big way about 3 years from now, but it's a pretty cool concept and idea. Director Sam Mendes, he did 1917. If you're big into war movies, highly recommended. He will direct four separate films on each member of the Beatles. The families of John Lennon and George Harrison, along with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, have all granted full story and music rights for those films. Mendes says he's honored to be telling the story of the greatest rock band of all time, and the films are expected to arrive in theaters in 2027.
And a new trailer is being released for A24's Civil War. It starts with an address. I did that last time. An address from the president who calls for his citizens to fight against the Florida Alliance and the Western forces of Texas and California after they seceded from the United States. Ooh. The new footage also shows fighting taking place in New York City and Washington, D.C. Civil War hits theaters on April 12th.
Austin, maybe you could put this into context for me or help me understand.
Okay.
Nickelback's documentary Hate to Love Nickelback is heading to theaters around the world. However, it'll only be shown for two nights in March, the 27th and 30th. The feature-length documentary will explore the band's farm town origins, musical ambitions, global success, as well as all the hate they receive.
Right.
What is the reason for this? Is it just trendy to hate Nickelback, or is
yes.
there a valid reason?
Well,
because, I mean, the only song that I'm familiar with would be Photograph. And I,
oh, really? That's the only one you know?
Maybe. Like you know, you know me. I'm with music. If I hear a
You're
song,
pop
I'm
culture
like, oh,
illiterate.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. But I know Photograph. I remember listening to that a lot when I was in college back in the mid-2000s. And I was like, okay, it's kind of catchy. I dig that. But I never understood the hate for Nickelback.
Well, I've actually done research on why they're hated.
All right.
And it kind of did start as
settle in and grab some popcorn here.
It did start. Yeah. Gather around, children. It did start as a meme. Like someone just made a joke on like, I think it was like on Comedy Central. He made a joke about Nickelback sucking or he hated them or whatever.
Okay.
And then it was such a popular clip and it did kind of develop into like this meme because more people came out of the woodwork and said, oh yeah, you know, I hate Nickelback because their music is unoriginal. Like, and it's so generic because. Because like How You Remind Me and like Someday or whatever, some other song by them, if you play them side by side, they sound eerily similar. And it's like, okay, so maybe they're kind of getting lazy. They're seen as like a safe corporate group, which a lot of rockers don't like and all that. It's like, and it's just a matter of being so successful, they are overplayed. It's just like in sports. People get sick of dynasties because the team dominates for so long. Hmm. Well, it was like back in the early 2000s, you could... Like every radio station in America at times were playing Nickelback songs. It was just unbelievable, and people got so sick and tired of them. So it's part meme, part people getting sick of them, part of rock and roll purists just not really liking their safe music, quote unquote. And it has. It's resulted in them just being so typically hated that now you'll hear a 12-year-old, they can't name one Nickelback song, but they say they hate Nickelback because they think it's funny. It's like you don't even know the reasoning behind it. So yeah, there's a deep lore there. I have watched a lot about it.
Okay, well,
it's fascinating.
Listen, you found a niche, you found a groove that you
my hobby,
your lane, and there you go. 6:51. We'll take a final break here on this Tuesday. Back with some wacky stories and good news to finish it off.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Similarly to how it's been for the bulk of this hour, there is not much to report on. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Clear skies for the overnight hours and low temperatures will fall mainly down into the 40s. Another sunny, beautiful day here for Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. Certainly could see a few spots, especially inland, pop up to around 70 degrees. If not tomorrow, we'll certainly see highs around 70 or even in the low 70s a bit later on this week. Slight chance for rain Thursday night, but the weekend will be dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. That Subaru commercial scared the crap out of me.
What are you talking about?
The dog barking?
Oh, yeah. I did kind of look. I'm like...
So normally,
I honestly looked to see if I turned your mic off to make sure you weren't watching a video with a dog barking. That's why I kind of peered over. I'm like,
normally, with commercials, I'll take off my headphones or I'll turn off the on-air feed.
Right.
But I just kept them on because I don't have anything else to do. And so I was just sitting here, and all of a sudden, the first dog bark, I was like, oh my God. 6:55 here. If you're just joining us or haven't tuned in today, our top three stories. The Biden administration is by Friday expected to announce a major package of sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Alexei Navalny, as well as actions over the course of the war with Ukraine. The U.S. vetoing a resolution at the U.N. calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, but they are pushing for a temporary ceasefire that includes the release of hostages held by Hamas. And police in Kansas City announced charges for two adult male suspects, Dominic Miller and Lindell Mays, for the Super Bowl parade shooting. Both men are charged with second-degree murder. And the reason for the delay in the charges is that both men were hospitalized since the shootings there. So those are our top three stories on this Tuesday. Taking a look at some of the wackier stuff in the news, making the rounds, security footage from a car wash in Indiana is viral after somebody threw a cup of lemonade at an 18-year-old employee. That employee, Anna Hariki, works at a place near Indy called Prime Car Wash. A woman had just pulled up with her car into the tunnel to get it washed, and as Anna was pressure washing the driver's side doors, the lady rolled down her window and threw a cup of lemonade at her. It's not clear why she was so upset. Anna, though, didn't skip a beat. While the window was still down, she took the pressure washer and blasted the woman in the face. I am for that. The car wash sided with Anna as well. The woman and her boyfriend are now banned from coming back.
Yeah, I believe I saw someone commenting on the video mentioning, like, maybe the woman who threw the lemonade was upset because of, like, her window was already maybe partially down or something. And with the car lady, Anna, spraying at the door, like, the woman got angry. But it's like, don't have your window down, like, even partially.
Yeah,
like,
that's you are the one in control of your own destiny in the car wash there.
Yeah, that's common sense. A college baseball player named Matt Mossiangelo made his debut for Sacramento State last week, and he had some pretty bad luck at the plate, or good luck, depending on how you want to look at it.
First pitch just hit Mossiangelo. Hit for the second time. This one skips in and it got him again. May have got him on the bounce before it hit him this time, but Mossiangelo was hit for the third time today. And he just got hit again. That's the fourth time he's been hit today. And he just got hit again. You really can't make these stories up. How was your debut as a Hornet? I got hit by a pitch five times. Did he just get hit again? He did. The first pitch just got hit again. That's an RBI, so congratulations on your first RBI as a Hornet, but he just got hit again, and that hit him. Mossiangelo got hit again, so now that is now eight times in nine at-bats.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I think it was just the funniest part to me was that guy, that announcer or commentator, whatever, trying to keep his, like, stifle. Like, he was trying to stifle his laugh, like, because he's going, he just got hit again, man. What's this? What's going on? That was funny to me. Some good news here. Beyonce's funding new scholarships for cosmetology schools and salons across the country. The $500,000 will help put schools and salons in Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, and New Jersey. The funding comes from her charity called Be Good.
Yeah, cool story there. A guy in Nebraska was cleaning out his glove box and found an old unscratched lottery ticket for a game called Trucks and Bucks. He won the grand prize, a new Ford F-150 pickup. He'd been driving around with the ticket in there for a month. They also took care of the taxes, so the full thing was valued at $81,000.
And a digital artist in New In New York named Max Kalamotsky has been helping out random people by redesigning their flyers for things like cleaning and babysitting services, the kind with a phone number at the bottom that you tear off. He does it for free and doesn't even tell them. For example, he found a boring one for a cleaning service called The Clean Team and made them a snazzy new flyer where they're branded like a team of superheroes.
Yeah, very cool there. That, you know, just a guy trying to use his talents for the benefit of others. Love to see that.
Absolutely.
That'll do it for hour number three in the show tonight on a Tuesday. Same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7 on Pensacola right now. We'll see you then.